This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
We welcome you back to our halftime show. Huskers and the Hawkeyes playing here the day after Thanksgiving. And we are delighted to be joined, as we are each and every week, by University of Nebraska Interim President Jim Linder. Jim, our last regular season game of the season. It's a good time for us to kind of look back and think about the year. What are some of your thoughts about the year?
Well, Greg, I've had the pleasure of serving as interim president for almost 7 months. And even though I've had my entire career at the University of Nebraska, I continue to be amazed by the work that our students, staff, and faculty on all four campuses do each day. The theme that runs through the interviews that we've had this season has been to highlight some of those activities, particularly how education plays a role in shaping the economic future of Nebraska.
Let's talk about maybe some things, recap some of the things that are going on in the university, kind of the best of the university.
Well, we're very proud with the efforts we've made on student access. We want to make sure that opportunities are available to all students throughout Nebraska. And I think that's reflected in the highest enrollment that we've had in 21 years, with impressive growth in demand areas such as engineering, information technology, agriculture, and business. We have 7,000 students that attend the University of Nebraska tuition-free from the College Bound Nebraska program. And we've had new scholarships made available through the University of Nebraska Online High School that exposes students to the opportunities that might exist through a college education. Through the support of the state, we've been able to keep tuition frozen for a second year. And we've implemented important strategies on retention and making sure students can finish their degree program in 4 years, which saves cost.
When students are having success, Nebraska's having success. Tell us more about some of the other areas that the university's been making an impact.
Well, we have several focal areas that we're working on for the future. One is a Nebraska Innovation Campus, which will draw businesses to the state of Nebraska, plus provide employment opportunities for students. They're very excited about being able to recruit and retain students here in Nebraska. On the Innovation Campus is the Doherty Water for Food Institute. It's an extremely important effort for both the state and the entire world as we try and feed more people with fewer water resources. The Institute for Ag and Natural Resources has grown dramatically. Ronnie Green, who's the vice chancellor for that activity, has set an ambitious course reaching all the counties in Nebraska. We want to help farmers be more productive in their work, and we want to make rural communities strong. Chuck Schroeder, who you heard from earlier this year, has done the same with the Rural Futures Institute.
We have all, everyone in our listening audience has heard about Ebola, and the University of Nebraska Medical Center has been front and center with that discussion. Can you update us on that?
Sure. I think what the university was able to do in response to the Ebola crisis underscores the tremendous talent and resources that exist at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Aside from our ability to respond to the Ebola crisis, we see the university providing outstanding health science education, medical research, and patient care. Nebraska Medicine, you know, is a very powerful entity now, coupling the University of Nebraska Medical Center, the Physicians Group, and the historic Nebraska Medical Center into a network that can provide care throughout the state. We're doing that through our outreach, through the nursing schools, through activities at UNK, and through telemedicine efforts.
It does seem like health and medicine are a key area of success.
Yes, it is. Clearly, there's an enormous effort underway to complete the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center. This center will transform cancer research and care for Nebraskans, giving hope to the 9,000 Nebraskans who are diagnosed with cancer each year, making sure that the cutting-edge treatments are available in our community. We're also proud of the fact that the Health Science Education Building is well along at the University of Nebraska-Kearney. This is a partnership between UNK and UNMC and will increase the number of healthcare professionals that are educated in central Nebraska, and we think they'll take their careers to serve all Nebraskans in the central part of the state.
Universities are known for innovation. Talk to us about innovation.
Well, we have over 4,000 faculty, and many of those faculty have research funding, and that leads to new inventions. New Tech Ventures and UniMed Corporation are entities of the university that help commercialize those inventions so that they can come to the benefit of all people. We've seen that with New Tech Ventures and some of the agricultural advances that they've made with crops that are more drought tolerant and resist infections through either viruses or other agents. We've seen it through the efforts at UNMC, UniMed Corporation, with products that could change lives, such as new therapies for diabetes, cancer, and Parkinson's disease.
We all gathered for Thanksgiving yesterday with family and friends. I'm wondering what you're most grateful for as you look back at this year.
You know, it's not just this year, but I'm thankful for being in Nebraska because the people we work with in the state are just great people to be with. They make our lives easier, which, you know, for the university, having a role in serving the citizens of Nebraska is important. We've enjoyed strong support from our citizens through the Campaign for Nebraska, through their tax dollars that the legislature provides to run the university, so that we can accomplish our missions of educating the next generation of Nebraskans.
Jim, it's great to see you again. We will chat again to the bowl game, but have a happy holiday season.
Thank you. You too, and best of holidays for everyone listening.
Dr. Jim Linder, the interim president of the University of Nebraska. We have more Halftime coming up from Iowa City next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.